This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I believe the Patriots will be one of the surprise teams this year. They are to me what the Commanders were last year. I know Jaden Daniels was stepping in, but the Commanders gave the Eagles a run, and I could see the Patriots doing the same with the Buffalo Bills this year.
Adam Schefter, Patriots are favored in 11 of their 17 games as of right now. Jeremy and Joe's out today. We'll see him later. We're planning a golf tournament to benefit the 11-day power play. Me, you, Sal, and Joe. Nate's here for Joe. First time we've ever done a
all
scramble,
four of us,
yeah.
Yes.
This is one of those ones where the best part about this is, hey, work, you know, we're playing a scramble. It's work today. I got
to
work.
Yeah, it is. Long, I do have to go to work. Long
Monday.
Yep.
You know, work in the morning, and then I got to get off to this golf tournament.
Got to go to the place.
Got to play golf.
Got to punch in.
Yep. We'll be out there.
Got to clock in for the scramble today.
It is scramble season.
It is. We're in the swing. We're in the scramble swing right now.
Scramble season starts about now and goes pretty much, you know, the whole summer. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 if you want to join us. The quick thing on the Caleb Williams story. So Seth Wickersham's got a book about the young quarterbacks, and in there, there's a bombshell that he didn't want to go to the Bears. They were trying to work up antitrust stuff to see if they could push him off the Bears. He wanted to go to the Vikings. And also that when he was there in his first season, that no one would watch tape with him. He was kind of...
Yeah, that's wild.
Here you go. Have a good time. Watch some tape in there. And, you know, what happens in spots like this? Sometimes the older generation will say, these kids, and saw Boomer Esiason laying into Caleb Williams, among others. I don't know. Guy comes in, he wants to learn, and the organization is not set up to completely dedicate everything they can to making their young quarterback ready to watch film the way they want him to.
I mean, yeah, that's pretty crazy to me.
I would be betting big on Ben Johnson to get more out of Williams than what Matt Eberflus and that staff did.
It was always curious why they brought Eberflus back. He wasn't a good coach before. You were giving him an opportunity in his last year to guide your rookie quarterback.
Yeah.
Whoever the head coach was going to be, you were still getting Caleb Williams. So that didn't make a lot of sense to me. But
803-0550. Jim on a cell is up next. Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Always love listening to you.
Thanks.
Real quick with the jerseys. I had two that I threw out because I went cheap and bought the screen printed. Lawyer Malloy and a J.P. Lossman. I don't feel bad about those.
Yeah.
Reason I'm calling is my sister-in-law grew up in Wisconsin, diehard Cubs fan. When Terry Wood left the Cubs, she burned his jersey in a bonfire in my backyard while they were visiting.
Why?
And I'm not a Cubs historian, okay? So I don't know the timeline, but then he came back to the Cubs. I don't know if he pitched that perfect game after he came back, but I do know that she regrets burning that jersey for sure.
Yeah. So the thanks Jim. Kerry Wood, man, Kerry Wood was awesome. He has the record, right, for strikeouts in a 9-inning game. He tied Roger Clemens with 20 strikeouts in a 9-inning game.
Kerry Wood's one of the greatest pitchers of the era.
Yeah.
Short, did not have the long career. But, yeah, that's a, you know, I feel fine about a Tyler Myers. Again, I didn't burn it. I threw it away. I feel fine about a Tyler Myers slug jersey because I'm not worried about him it being like, oh, wow, what an era to remember. It's not really a lot to remember. And, I mean, maybe Cubs fans could say the same thing. I mean, they didn't do a whole lot of winning before they finally broke the curse, but.
So I'm going through this. I don't think he ever got a perfect game or a no-hitter. He got a one-hitter. But it's a great example of how this is where if this game were played today, the next-gen stats version would say it was the single most dominant performance, even though there was one hit given up. It was a one-hit, no-walk, 20-strikeout game. You've got guys that'll throw a no-hitter with three walks, and guy makes a great defensive play in center field, and then not really dominating, just kind of, you know, it's a noteworthy thing to get a no-hitter, but it's not always that you were dominant. Sometimes you were just good enough. And Kerry Wood that day, 20 strikeouts, like, man.
Crazy.
It was his fifth career start.
Fifth career
his
start?
His fifth career start, struck out 20 guys.
Wow.
Yeah. Skeens had a big day yesterday.
He did.
And the Pirates blew it up, right?
He's going to get traded, right?
I mean, boy.
He's getting traded. Maybe, I think I saw a thing from Jeff Passan that it could be this year at the trade deadline.
I mean, that would be nuts.
Yeah.
The Pirates, Skeens has allowed 7 earned runs in 4 starts this month, and he is 0-4.
Yeah.
7 runs.
He should want to be out, by the way. He should want to not be there. Right? Should want to leave.
Sure, sure.
They don't pay in Pittsburgh anyways.
All right, it's 9:39. If we've made it long enough in the day where I can tell my golf story, people will not be as mad as they might have been at like 6 a.m.
or 7
a.m.
You should tell it, yeah.
All right, so Owen, get in on this because, all right. So I'm approaching getting a new driver, right? Like I'm on the it's on the radar. I'm gonna get a driver, talked about it with my wife, like, hey, Father's Day and my birthday, they're close. Like, how about I just go ahead and get a new driver and we call it a day? Deal. All right, sweet. So I've been.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
How do I say this delicately? Using Owen's driver whenever we play together.
How do you say this delicately? Yeah, I just use someone else's driver.
Yeah, he just hands it to me after he hits, and I just hit his driver. And
interesting.
I have liked it. I have enjoyed it. Like, this is a nice new club, brand new club for Owen.
Yeah, it rocks.
Hit it great. I hit it pretty well and got in my head like, you know what? I'm probably going to buy this driver. So last week – I play terribly, not with Owen. I play without Owen, so I don't have his driver. I have my driver. And I play terribly. And it's like in my head how bad. It's so deep in my head that I think, I'm like, you know, I shouldn't get this driver. I should just probably quit golf because it shouldn't have this effect on me where I'm so mad or so sad that I've dedicated decades of my life to this game that I do love, and I'm just the same level of okay. You know, it's
to
fine.
Probably kind of bad.
To sometimes good. To say, maybe I just shouldn't care this much and I should just give it up. I got kids. I shouldn't play golf anymore. And my wife says, you know, relax. Why don't you go get that driver?
Go get that driver.
Go get it today. Like, I don't know. It feels stupid. This driver's not going to fix my game. And go get the club. Like, all right, fine. So I get in the car and I go to get the club. I'm going to go to the store where I know it is. And I know which one because I've hit it for 2.5, 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a hit it twice. Owen and I, we play, you know, a number of times.
Yeah.
I've hit it a bunch. I'm like, I'm going to get this club. I walk in. I pick the club out. I show it to the guy. He goes, I would never hit that club. Why? Oh, you don't want that club. I've been hitting it for weeks. He said, you don't want it. You don't want this club. And in my head, I'm thinking, I can't buy this driver today. I'll be the dumbest person alive. I'm the guy that played bad 3 times in a row and thinks, I'm just going to buy a club. It's going to fix my game. On the way to get it, I'm thinking, I'm going to remember this moment. Excuse me, I sneeze. I'm going to remember this moment. And forever, when I play this club, I'm going to think, remember when you bought that when you were mentally weak and you hated yourself?
Mm.
And I don't want to associate this. I'm just a weak, broken golfer out to buy a club on the way to get it. And I'm thinking, this is just terrible. Why would I do this? This is dumb.
You don't want to put that bad juju on the club.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Walk in the store, pick it up, ready to hit it at the little bay, thinking the whole time like, it's like that meme of the girl who's dancing but crying at the same time.
Yes.
That was me.
Yes.
Like, get this stupid club. I hate golf.
It's like the Sydney Sweeney meme where it's her crying and there's always like someone singing in the shower, except it's just someone telling Jeremy, you really should go get that driver.
You should get this.
Yeah.
So I started to take a couple swings with it, and you know, they're watching me taking the swing, and the guy comes over. He's like, you know what? Let me take a look at your swing. He starts to correct something on my swing. Like, the last thing I need is another voice. I see people I don't need your voice on this. I know I'm messed up now. I know I'm in the wrong place.
Oh.
So after that happens, I put the club down on the counter. I walk right out and drove home. Like, I got to get out of here.
That is some willpower.
I'm just not doing it.
So,
I'm not, because I'm not in the right headspace.
See, you're not in the right state of mind.
Yeah.
I will add, I saw Molly. I haven't told you this yet. I saw your wife. The other day, I was playing just alone right after work, like I might do today. And I was teeing off on 5, and she was walking right behind me. And she goes, is that the club that Jer keeps talking about?
Yeah.
He's been talking about it in his sleep. He's been talking about it so much.
Man, I hit it well. I hit it well.
Let me take a picture of it. I got to get all the information here.
Molly genuinely cares about Jeremy's golf game. Like, she has... You know, 2 years ago, she got you a hybrid.
I think she pretends. She only cares about
she
because.
She did a lot of research. She reached out to me. She's like, hey, I'm between these. Which one?
Yeah.
You know, base, shaft. I'm like, okay, all right. I think she cares
a
little.
She cares because I get unreasonably, like, what's wrong with you today? Like, I don't want to talk about it. I played so bad at golf that it's not even fun anymore. And I should probably quit. So, So she knew which club. And she said, just go get it. You can go ahead and get it. Anyway, I didn't get it. And
anyways,
I didn't get it.
Got permission.
I got home and she said, where's the club? I said, I didn't get it. And her response was, I'm so confused. I said, you have no idea how confused I am. I went and I didn't get it. So, you know, fast forward to this weekend and I hit my own driver and I played a lot better. And it feels like my current driver is like someone you're in a rocky relationship. And my current driver is like giving me one last like, hey, don't give up on us. We've had a lot of memories together, you know?
I mean, not to add into your, you know, uneasy situation with yours, but I'll give you my driver to go take to this scramble today. It's in my car right now.
Boy, that's an interesting proposition.
Right?
I'm going to get fitted. I'm just going to get a driver. I'm going to get fitted. But I just want you to know that what I needed, Nate, was to have a couple good rounds because now I feel like I'm ready to have a healthy relationship with my new driver
instead of a negative
as opposed to just going out and finding something real fast on a rebound. Now I'm in a much healthier space.
You know, today I am using a new set of irons that I've been waiting for to come, and they finally came in last night. Put the Arcos in, put them in the bag. Without even going to the range beforehand, I am going to use them today in the scramble.
Wow.
So that's if the irons intense. Aren't sharp, just understand that that's going to be why. Driver, wow. Driver and wedges, they'll be good, but
We're playing for the 11-day power play today, helping raise money for that. Holiday Valley, the par for a cause. So if you can get out there to that, if you're playing, we'll see you out there. And do I want to bring that driver? I just hit mine.
I just hit mine
really well for a couple rounds.
You're going to get in your own head about it. I would just say, I think I'm going to stick with what's going on.
Think about how much further those are going to go now.
I think if you had both in the bag,
when you're not being the voice of reason here.
It wouldn't hurt if both were in your bag. No one's walking up to the bag counting clubs.
I did think, by the way, that once we got there, I'd probably ask you to hit your driver.
Okay. Yeah.
I'd already in my head thought, like, what if I just hit
yours?
No,
I could just ask Nate to hit his driver.
What if I just hit yours?
That's funny.
All right, Extendo Sports coming up. Indulging my golf story. Extendo Sports, and then Zach and Derek had the Extra Point Show coming up today, so stay tuned for that. It's Jeremy and Joe. Joe's out today. Nate's in today, tomorrow, Wednesday as well here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.